Now, to mark Alabama's triumphant football stomping of Notre Dame in last Monday's championship, an essay from Carrie Keefe.
The day was perfect for snorkeling, with a clear blue Hawaiian sky overhead, a coral-rich reef below. The small vessel rocked along. Franco Martinez slipped on the flippers and adjusted his mask. He'd never been snorkeling before. Didn't really like the ocean, other than to look at. He didn't like the thought of drowning. Or maybe it was just the unknown creatures lurking beneath the waters he wasn't crazy about. But he was with an experienced diver, so he probably had nothing to worry about. After all, they were diving in only 15 to 20 feet of water. It wasn't too long into the dive before the shark appeared, out of nowhere. Franco started pointing wildly, trying to get his friend's attention, then turned and kicked frantically, swimming for his life, desperate to get to the surface and to shore. But then his eyes caught a glimmer beneath him, and what he did next was inexplicable, even to himself. Racing to the ocean floor, he scooped at the sand, then swam for his life again, not bothering to look back until he was safely on the beach. Franco sat at the edge of the surf and looked out over the water, worried about what was happening below the surface. His diving partner appeared and gave him a thumbs up. "Hey, one little shark scare ya?" he called. At least, that's what Franco thought he heard. The blood was pounding so loudly in his head he wasn't sure. He listened to his heavy breathing, felt the water lapping up against him, all assurances that, in fact, he was still alive. It was only then that Franco became aware of the wet clump of sand clutched in his hand. He slowly loosened his fingers, and there was the ring. It was thick and large, obviously made for a big man. Although the gold was worn and dark tarnish had settled in between the crevices, he could still make out Alabama, national champions, on the ring's face. How had such a prized possession come to be buried on the ocean floor just off the coast of Hawaii? It was even more mysterious, since the legendary Alabama football coach, Paul Bear Bryant, was his own personal hero. Perhaps it was his destiny to find it. Marco vowed then and there to return the ring to its rightful owner. Over the years, he tried, without success, to identify the individual whose initials CGL were inscribed on the band. It took Franco Martinez over 25 years of searching before he finally got to make the phone call he had prayed to make. "Hello, is this Carney Lassley's daughter? I understand your father was Coach Bryant's right-hand man, the assistant head football coach at the University of Alabama. I found your father's 1965 Triple Bowl National Championship ring. You'll never believe the story." That phone call was to my mother, and when I heard it, I knew I had found the ending to the memoir I was writing about my grandfather. Roll Tide.
Writer Carrie Keefe lives in Stanton.